Anything Goes with Lise Avery is brought to you in part by CityVox New York, the voice of the city. Hey there. Welcome into a mix of jazz, standards, and classic pop that's not the same old thing. It's radio for your head and your heart. I'm Lise Avery, and this is Anything Goes.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes. Good authors, too, who once knew better words, now only use for leather words, writing prose. Anything goes. Today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose that today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose. Anything goes.
Jiggers of moonlight and add a star, four in the blue of a June night and one guitar.
Mix in a couple of dreamers and there you are. Lovers hail the moonlight cocktail.
Now add a couple of flowers, a drop of dew. Stir for a couple of hours till dreams come true.
As to the number of kisses, it's up to you.
Moonlight cocktails
need a few.
Cool it in the summer breeze. Serve it in the starlight underneath the trees.
Discover tricks like these are sure to make your moonlight cocktail please.
Follow the simple directions and they will bring life of another complexion where you'll be king.
You will awake in the morning and start to sing.
Moonlight cocktail.
The thing.
reflections, and they will bring life of another complexion where you'll be king.
You will awake in the morning and start to sing.
Moonlight cocktails are the
love you, who wouldn't care? You're so enchanting, people must stare. You're the dream that dreamers want to dream about. You're the breath of spring that lovers gad about or mad about. Who wouldn't love you, who wouldn't buy the west side of heaven if you just winked your eye? You're the answer to my every prayer, darling. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care?
People must stare. You're the dream that dreamers want to dream about. You're the breath of spring that lovers gad about or mad about. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't buy the west side of heaven if you winked your eye? You're the answer to my every prayer, my darling.
Who wouldn't love you and who wouldn't care?
Love you, who wouldn't care? You're so enchanting, people must stare.
You're the answer to my every prayer, darling. Who wouldn't love you?
Who wouldn't care?
Kay Kaiser and his orchestra, with vocals by Trudy Irwin and Harry Babbitt. That was Who Wouldn't Love You? In 1942, Kay Kaiser's orchestra was far more commercial than Benny Goodman's or Lionel Hampton's. And by 1942, Kay Kaiser had earned 47 charted records, and 24 of them were top tens. And Who Wouldn't Love You was among his four chart toppers in 1942. And from that same year, which would be Glenn Miller's final year as a civilian band leader before joining the Army Air Force, we heard Moonlight Cocktail. 1942 was a year of abrupt change in America. After the initial shock of Pearl Harbor had worn off, the nation quickly adapted to the realities of war. War bond rallies became common across America, and actress Carol Lombard, wife of Clark Gable, was killed in a plane crash. Rents were frozen nationwide, and in October of that year, gasoline rationing became a way of life. And if you haven't already guessed, well, we're going to be spending some quality time in 1942 today. If you're a new listener, well, let me just say that I named this program Anything Goes, and I meant it. We like to mix the familiar and classic with the new and fabulous, and mix it up with some factual information and interviews, and serve up a mix that's always intended to bring a smile to your face and a little stimulus for your brain. And since World War II was such a remarkable time in American and worldwide history, and since my dad is a World War II veteran, it kind of felt like a good idea to occasionally pay tribute to the music of some of the noteworthy years. So each song you hear during this program will be from 1942, with the exception of the one we heard at the top, Mr. Tony Bennett, along with Count Basie and his orchestra, and our theme song, Cole Porter's Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, and I thank you for coming along for the ride. So here's some more cool information about 1942. With apologies to my wonderful listeners in Taiwan, Australia, and other countries, please note that the facts we'll be sharing are U.S. statistics, but I think you're going to have a good time anyway. So in 1942, the average cost of a new house is about $3,800, and the average yearly wage is about $1,900. And the average cost to rent a house is $35. So here's a trivia question for you. In 1942, a film was released that we still watch every holiday season. It was in this film that we first heard the best-selling single of all time. What do you think that song is? I'll let you ponder that one while we check this one out from Bing Crosby.
Be careful, it's my heart. It's not my watch you're holding, it's my heart. It's not the note I sent you that you quickly burned. It's not the book I lent you that you never returned. Remember, it's my heart, the heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break. But please, before you start, be careful, it's my heart. It's not the note I sent you that you quickly burned. It's not the book I lent you that you never returned. Remember, it's my heart, the heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break. But please, before you start, be careful, it's my heart.
In 1942, Bing Crosby starred in a classic Christmas film with Fred Astaire called Holiday Inn. And two Irving Berlin songs from that film became hits for Bing Crosby. The song we just heard, Be Careful, It's My Heart, and the song that to this day remains the best-selling single of all time. Did you guess it? Yeah, it's White Christmas, with sales of more than 50 million copies worldwide. And we've come up to a break. But before we go, how about I leave you with another trivia question? How much do you think a gallon of gas was in 1942? Yeah, tough one. On the other side, we'll have your answer, and we'll hear from Benny Goodman and Miss Peggy Lee. What else have we got? Billie Holiday with Paul Whiteman. And we're going to be doing the Cow-Cow Boogie. I'm Lise Avery, and we'll be back at lickety-split with more of our tribute to 1942 here on Anything Goes. this is Lise Avery with more simple ways you can change the world. If you took a good look at your home or business, there are probably lots of small ways you can save energy and save some money, too, like replacing your light bulbs with compact fluorescents. If every American home replaced just one regular light bulb with a compact fluorescent, we could prevent greenhouse gases equivalent to the emissions of nearly 800,000 cars. They cost a little more at first, but they save a whole lot in the long run. And speaking of saving energy and money, if you're in the market for a new appliance, think about buying one that's energy efficient. My new refrigerator uses the same amount of energy as a 60-watt light bulb. Amazing. Not only will they save you money on your bill, but there may be a rebate from your state or local government. For more information, look in my green links at anythinggoesradio.com. Small changes can reap big rewards for our environment. This green commercial with a conscience message is brought to you by all of us at Bastet Productions, LLC. Well, hey there, my friends. Welcome back into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, mixing up the music in a way that I hope is to your liking. And we do thank you for sharing part of your day with us. And by the way, if you have anything you'd like to share, I sure hope you won't hesitate to reach out to us. You'll find me on Facebook in two locations. My personal page is Lise Avery, and there's a fan page out there for Anything Goes, too. So I hope you'll take a moment to head there and like Anything Goes. Or next time you're online, just head on over to anythinggoesradio.com. That's my website, of course, and sign up for my newsletter so we can really stay in touch. If you take a moment to do that, we can let you know when we have a contest for really great stuff or when we're going to be bringing you an interview that we're really excited about. Now, if you've just joined us, welcome on in. We're spending some time today with the music and history of 1942. And when we ended the last set, I left you with a trivia question. The question on the floor was, how much do you think a gallon of gas was in 1942? The answer, believe it or not, was 15 cents. By the way, if you enjoy our trivia questions, be sure to check out my contest page at anythinggoesradio.com, and you might just win some cool stuff in exchange for your wisdom. And before we get back to the music, let me give you another one to ponder. If a gallon of gas was 15 cents, how much do you think a bottle of Coca-Cola was? I'll give you a hint. Ounce for ounce, the Coke was a lot more expensive than the gasoline. And while you're thinking about that one, how about we listen to Benny Goodman and his orchestra?
Thank you. Hi, this is Sesame Street's Bob McGrath. And did you know that I began my career singing with Mitch Miller? Well, if you're listening to a radio show that mixes the classic with the contemporary, you must be listening to Anything Goes with Lise Avery.
Billie Holiday, along with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, and Travelin' Light. And the music for Travelin' Light was written by Jimmy Mundy and Trummy Young, and the words were written by none other than Johnny Mercer. And we also heard from Benny Goodman and his orchestra with Miss Peggy Lee on the vocals in 1942, and Somebody Else is Taking My Place. In 1941, Helen Forrest quit Benny Goodman's orchestra to join Harry James, and Benny needed a singer. He happened to hear Peggy Lee singing in a cocktail lounge in Chicago, and he hired her. In 1942, America and its allies were beginning to take their toll on Germany and Japan. In the Pacific, Americans fought ferociously on Guadalcanal, and General Jimmy Doolittle led a famous bombing raid on Tokyo. And the U.S. Navy made a dramatic comeback after Pearl Harbor and defeated the Japanese in battles at Midway and the Coral Sea. Factories across the U.S. switched their production from civilian needs to military ones, and there were a lot of technological advances. The first primitive computers and experimental aircraft appeared, and industrialist Henry Kaiser developed a way to mass produce a complete 10,000-ton Liberty ship in only 4 days. And before we get back to the music, I know I left you with a trivia question. The price of a Coca-Cola in 1942 was 5 cents. Our next track brings us to another historical event in 1942. That was the year that Johnny Mercer, producer-composer Buddy DeSilva, and music store owner Glenn Wallix founded Capitol Records. The very first artist they signed was boogie-woogie pianist Freddie Slack, who gave them their very first hit with Cow Cow Boogie.
Out on the plains, down near Santa Fe, I met a cowboy riding the range one day. And as he jogged along, I heard him singing a most peculiar cowboy song. It was a ditty he learned in the city. A-come-a-tie-yip-tilly-i-a, get along. Get hip, little doggies, get along. Better be on your way, get along. Get hip, little doggies, and he trucked him on down the old fairway, singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come a tie, come a tie, yip, tilly, aye, singing his cowboy song. He's just too much. He's got a knocked-out Western accent with a wild touch. He was raised on local weed. He's what you call a swing half-breed, singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come a tie, come a tie, yip, tilly, aye.
Freddie Slack and his orchestra with Ella Mae Morse on the vocals and the Cow Cow Boogie. And that recording gave brand new Capitol Records their first hit and was used in the Abbott and Costello comedy Ride 'em Cowboy. And one of the founders of Capitol Records, Johnny Mercer, also had a hit that year. It was the Strip Polka. And, well, we'll hear Strip Polka a little bit later on in the broadcast. Right now, well, we've got to take another break, but it's time for another trivia question. So we've already learned that in 1942, the price of a Coke was 5 cents, the price of a gallon of gas was 15 cents, and the average cost of a new house was about $3,800. So how much do you think the average new car cost? I'm Lise Avery. We'll have your answer and more great music from 1942 here on Anything Goes when we get back. A group of residents in a nursing home worked together to write a heartwarming song. Soon, they rehearse a spirited performance, make a music video, and create positive feelings and pride for themselves, their peers, and the nursing home staff. In that process, the residents become not simply patients whose lives are defined by their medical needs, but active members of a community of growth, contribution, sharing, and feelings of self-worth. At hvcats.org, we know music can provide healing in some very special ways. Our licensed and certified therapists provide creative arts therapy services at our Hudson Valley studio, as well as outreach programs in schools, facilities, and homes, and we watch miracles happen every day. Please visit our website at hvcats.org to learn about bringing creative arts therapies to your home or facility, or give us a call at 845-514-8669. Alrighty, my friends, welcome back. I'm Lise Avery, bringing you Anything Goes from City Vox Studios in New York City. And my buddy and production director, Phil Lee, and I thank you for keeping us company today. We know you have a lot of choices of what you could be listening to, and we do thank you for choosing this station and Anything Goes. And if you just joined us, we're enjoying the music and history of 1942 today and learning some fun facts. Before the break, we were wondering what was the average cost of a new car in 1942. Now, it doesn't tell me what kind of car we're talking about. It just says the price of an average car was $920. So you can draw your own conclusions. Gas rationing also went into effect that year, and the ration was 3 gallons per week. Could you get along with that? Think about it. Also in that year, war bonds were introduced, raising $13 billion, and car makers and other kinds of factories stopped making their regular goods and began making things needed for the war. The Voice of America began broadcasting, and a movie called Me and My Gal, starring Gene Kelly and Judy Garland, was in the theaters.
Ding dong, ding dong, do you hear the bells go ding dong? Do you know why they're ringing?
Why, no. I don't know why they're ringing.
Well, you're gonna get a big surprise, 'cause I'm gonna put you wise. The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing, every Susie and Sal. They're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal. And sometime we're gonna build a little home for two or three or four or more in Loveland for me and my gal.
The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing. They've been sewing something old and something new, so something that is blue, so they can make a trousseau for my gal. They're congregating for me and my gal. Look here, why, that's the parson waiting for me and my gal. And sometime we're gonna build a little home for two.
Or three.
Or four.
Or five.
Or maybe more.
Loveland for me and my gal.
Hi, this is Hoagy Bix Carmichael, and you've tuned in to Anything Goes with Lise Avery. A show I know Dad would have appreciated.
Tangerine, she is all they claim. With her eyes of night and lips as bright as flame, Tangerine, when she dances by. Senorita stare and Caballero sigh. And I've seen toasts to tangerine raised in every bar across the Argentine. Yes, she has them all on the run, but her heart belongs to just one. Her heart belongs to tangerine.
Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra with Bob Eberly and Helen O'Connell on the vocals, and their number one hit, Tangerine. That one was heard in the film The Fleet's Inn with Dorothy L'Amour, William Holden, and Betty Hutton. Dorothy L'Amour also starred in The Road to Morocco with Bob Hope and Bing Crosby that year. And before Tangerine, we heard from Gene Kelly and Judy Garland with the title track of the film For Me and My Gal, directed by Busby Berkeley. I'm Lise Avery. We're hanging together here on Anything Goes, and I thank you for choosing Anything Goes to keep you company. Whether you're having a cup of coffee, or if you're at home, or at work, or on the road, well, whatever kind of a day you're having, I hope that Anything Goes can add a smile to it, because that's why we're here, to bring you the best music we can find and hopefully make your day just a bit more fun. And on behalf of my executive director of production, Phil Lee of CityVox in New York City, I thank you for taking the time to share an hour with us. In 1942, Walt Disney produced the classic animated film Bambi, and the Glenn Miller Orchestra dominated the hit parade.
Tree with anyone else but me,
anyone else but me,
anyone else but me. No, 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 don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home.
Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me,
anyone else but me, anyone else but me. No, 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 don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me till I come marching home.
I just got word from a guy who heard from the guy next door to me. The girl he met just loves to pet, and it fits you to a T. So
don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home.
Out with those lips of yours to anyone else but me, anyone else but me, anyone else but me. No, 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 watch the girls on the foreign shores. You'll have to report to me when you come marching home. Don't hold anyone on your knee. You better be true to me. You better be true to me. You better be true to me. Don't hold anyone on your knee. You're getting a third degree when you come marching home. You're on your own where there is no phone, and I can't keep tab on you. Be fair to me, I'll guarantee this is one thing that I'll do. I won't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but you till you come marching home.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. I know the apple tree is reserved for you and me. And I'll be true till you come marching home.
Glenn Miller and his orchestra with Tex Beneke on the vocals, along with Marion Hutton and the Modern Airs, and Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree. And don't you wander off under any apple trees, because we're going to be right back after a very short break. And I hope you can spend a few more minutes with us, because on the other side, we're going to kick up our heels with the jump boogie portion of Anything Goes, and we're going to be heading to Kalamazoo and doing the strip polka. But before we go, let me pose this question. What classic Humphrey Bogart film came out in 1942? I'll give you a hint. It has a wartime theme. I'm Lise Avery. I'll meet you on the other side for more fun and frolic. Lois needs more chickens and plenty of chicken feed. Lois is 54 and she lives in a small village in Kenya. She supports her five children by selling milk and eggs. And now Lois needs more chickens, so she's asked for a $900 loan that she's going to pay back, but not from a bank, from you. We already know that teaching a person to fish instead of giving them a fish is how to help families lift themselves out of poverty. You can give an interest-free loan to people like Lois through Kiva, K-I-V-A, kiva.org. Kiva.org gives us the chance to help one-on-one for as little as $25. You can make a loan that makes a difference. $25. Let's face it, whether or not we're talking about Lois, we're talking chicken feed. This caring message brought to you by AnythingGoesRadio.com and this station. Well, hey there. Welcome back into Anything Goes. And as we always do, we'll spend the last part of Anything Goes stirring up some trouble, as well as our hearts and minds, with a jump boogie set. But before we begin, I promised you an answer to your trivia question. The classic Humphrey Bogart film that was released in 1942 was, of course, Casablanca, starring Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman. Another popular film that was released that year was Pride of the Yankees, starring Gary Cooper as Lou Gehrig. And we're going to begin our jump boogie set by cooling off and removing a little bit of clothing.
This is the strip polka.
I adore this number.
Thank you.
let's listen and have some fun to the gay lyrics of Handsome Harry Cruzelbon.
There's a burlesque theater where the gang loves to go to see Queenie, the cutie of the burlesque show. And the thrill of the evening is when out Queenie skips and the band plays the polka while she strips. Take it off, cries a voice from the rear. Take it off, soon it's all you can hear. But she's always a lady, even in pantomime. So she stops, and always just in time. She's as fresh and as wholesome as the flowers in May, and she hopes to retire to the farm someday. But you can't buy a farm until you're up in the chips. So the band plays the polka while she strips.
Take it off, all the customers shout. Down in front, while the band beats it out. But she's always a lady, even in pantomime. So she stops, and always just in time.
She hates corny waltzes and she hates the gavotte. And there's one big advantage if the music's hot. It's a fast-moving exit just in case something rips. So the band plays the polka while she strips.
Drop around, take it in.
It's the best in the West.
Take it off, take it off, take it off.
You can yell like the rest.
Take her out when it's over.
She's a peach when she's dressed.
But she stops and always just in time, time, time.
Queenie, queen of them all. Queenie, someday you fall. Someday church bells will chime.
Clank, clank! In strip polka time, church bells will chime. In strip polka time!
Hi, this is Russ Kassoff. What do Frank Sinatra, Liza Minnelli, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis, Perry Como, Tony Bennett, Chris Connor, Mimi Hines all have in common? Me at the piano. I had the privilege of playing for all of them. And you can hear all of them on Anything Goes with Lise Avery.
his orchestra and A String of Pearls. The Glenn Miller Orchestra dominated the hit parade throughout 1942, but at the height of his success, Glenn Miller decided to join the war effort. He played his last concert as a civilian in September of 1942 in Passaic, New Jersey. After his enlistment, he created and played with the Army Air Force Band until his disappearance on December 15, 1944. And before Glenn Miller, we heard a slightly less wholesome tune, courtesy of Johnny Mercer. The strip polka was a bit risque for the time, but as you can imagine, it was appreciated by many soldiers. I'm Lise Avery, and this program is Anything Goes, a mix of jazz, standards, and classic pop. And we always conclude Anything Goes with a romp in the fast lane called the Jump Boogie Set. And today we're enjoying the music of 1942. But right now we have to stop for just a bit, and we'll be right back to Fly Home just after these quick words. Did you know that of the 40,000 elected parliament members around the world, less than 17% are women? Even in the U.S. Congress, less than 18% of the representatives are women. The International Women's Democracy Center provides women around the globe with effective tools and skills to have a voice in shaping politics and policy. Log on to IWDC.org to learn more and make a tax-deductible donation. IWDC.org, strengthening and expanding the role of women leaders worldwide. Brought to you by AnythingGoesRadio.com and this station. Welcome back into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, and we're in the midst of a troublemaking exercise that I call the Jump Boogie Set. And in 1939, while working for Benny Goodman, Lionel Hampton took his first plane ride from Los Angeles to Atlantic City. And while he was in flight, he began humming a melody. When Benny asked him what it was, Hamp said, "Flying Home." And the first recording of Flying Home was with Benny Goodman in 1940. But in 1942, Lionel Hampton recorded a swinging version that foreshadowed the coming of rhythm and blues and rock and roll.
Thank you.
Lionel Hampton and his orchestra with Illinois Jacquet on the tenor sax and Flying Home. And it's time for us to fly home and thank you for sharing this hour of fun with us. But we need to give the airwaves back to this great radio station. But please, meet us right back here for more of these hijinks. And if you'd like to know where More Anything Goes can be found between now and then, and to enter to win yourself some great stuff, log on to anythinggoesradio.com and don't forget to sign up for my newsletter while you're there. Anything Goes is written and produced by me, Lise Avery. This program is recorded and produced at CityBox NY in New York City. Phil Lee is the executive director of production. Until we meet next, be kind to yourselves, each other, and the earth. I'm Lise Avery. It's been a pleasure and a privilege. Tony, come on in and take us on out.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use for leather words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose.